Okay, so we're doing this thing about Zeichel Mikdash, right? So what's the, let's start off with a question about what's the formulation of the halacha of the lulav nowadays? Do Zeichel Mikdash, halachically, right? How do you formulate the issue halachically? We talked about is that then there was really the mitzvah. Well, the first day is the mitzvah of a ma'aseh netilah. Right, this is what we said some weeks ago. First day of the mitzvah is a ma'aseh netilah. So you do a ma'aseh netilah. But that was the first day. But the other days, there's no mitzvah of a ma'aseh netilah per se. Rather, there was really the netilah was a vehicle of simcha lefnei Hashem, l'shivas yamim. Right, the real mitzvah, the real kima mitzvah was the simcha lefnei Hashem in the mikdash. That you're so meach in the mikdash before God. Right? But how do you do that? You don't just go around the mitzvah and the mikdash and be happy. So you do it via taking these choice species through doing the lekicha of the dal minim. So there's a maisa of taking the minim. But the kiyam, on the first day, the kiyam is that you took the dal minim. But on the 7 days, it's not a kiyam of lekicha per se. The lekicha is a means, really. But the fulfillment of the mitzvah is really the simcha lefnei Hashem shabbos yamim. Right, so the maisa was taking the lulav nesrog, but its realization, the fulfillment, was in the simcha, and that's why we had explained that's why the requirements are lesser, because when it's a lekicha per se, then you have all the details and how the lekicha has to take place, but when here it's not a lekicha per se, it's just a maisa lekicha which brings about simcha. So then as long as it's a vehicle of simcha, it doesn't have all the halachic. And details about the properties of the lekicha itself, because the lekicha is really just the means of the kiyam of simcha, right? So nowadays, though, now there's no mikdash, so we can't really do that anymore. I mean, you could take the lulav, but you can't have the kiyam of the mitzvah was simcha lefnei Hashem shavas yamim via netilas lulav. But now, what are you doing? You're not doing simcha lefnei Hashem, shavas yamim. The whole simcha was the simcha being lefnei Hashem in the mikdash. I'm good, thanks. So what are you doing? Right? So what are you doing? So you have to say, you're just doing the ma'isa. You're doing the ma'isa. Right? You're just doing the ma'isa, which in the mikdash was a vehicle of Shiva Simcha, Lefnei Hashem, but you're just doing the vehicle without its realization. The whole mitzvah action is a means of accomplishing something. And the thing which you're the means of accomplishing is not available, but you're doing the means anyways. You're just doing the Maisa anyways. Which on a certain level doesn't really make any sense. Right? I mean, what are you doing? Right? I don't know. I can't think of the best analogy, but...
It's
gathering money.
But not spending it.
But not spending it. Okay? That's true. But people do that, right? But it would be like doing some sort of... It would be like preparing for the big game, even though you know you aren't going to play it. You know, it's like... Whatever, they canceled the Olympics this year, but you're preparing for them anyways. And you go through all the meets and you work up and cutting down your time till building up to that big day. But the day never happens. You know it's not going to happen. So the whole preparation has an objective. It's a purposeful, it's an action, it's a means towards an objective. And the objective you know is not going to be realized. So what are you doing? You're doing a means where the end is removed. So the mitzvah of taking the lulav 7 days, there is no mitzvah lekicha for 7 days. There's a mitzvah lekicha for 1 day, and then there's a mitzvah of simcha lefnei Hashem via lekicha for 7 days. So now you're doing the vehicle where there is simply no realization of that vehicle. Right? Why? Zeichel Mikdash. Right? So what kind of thing is that? Right? What's the point of the whole thing, anyways? Zeichel Mikdash. So Remember the Mikdash. And the Gemara says, because Del Pasuk, based on the Pasuk, Del Reish Ein La. It needs Drisha. So what does that mean? Yeah, how about this question? What does it mean that it should be Del Reish Tzion? Del Reish Ein La means it needs Drisha. What does that mean, Drisha? Drisha is like seeking it out. What does that mean, you're seeking it out? And why should we be seeking it out? What does it mean that we're seeking it out? And why is that? Why should we be seeking it out? And how do we seek it out? How is this seeking it out? What does that mean to seek it out? Whew. Or maybe let me ask a more pointed question. Is why do we have to remember it? Look, when it comes, it will come. But right now, we're not having it. So what are we doing to make this for? Just say, look, we're not having it. We're not on the Mikdash. So let's at least do the halacha like it's supposed to be, like it is now. And we'll get Mikdash. What's the whole idea of being Dorish? Yeah, okay, so like this, maybe. This is what you guys are saying, that it's not pshat, that it's just, okay, so now we're in Golos, and then there's Mikdash. And there's two choices, option A and option B. But no, really, the Torah was supposed to be, the Torah system is a system of Mikdash. The centerpiece of the whole Torah system is Mikdash. Avodas Hashem in the Mikdash, it's a makom which is designated for Avodas Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, and that is like the center of the center of Kal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim in the Mikdash. So that's like it's not just another mitzvah. It's not just another mitzvah, but it's like the full existence and realization of Kal Yisrael. Kal Yisrael is meant to function as an Am, which people look at and see Chochmas Hashem, Yedias Hashem, Avodas Hashem, and that's through Mikdash. And the fact that we don't have Mikdash, it means we're lacking as an Am, and we're lacking as a nation, as a system. The whole system is missing its like centerpiece. So you can't just, it would be inappropriate to just kind of say, oh, well, whatever, let's just do this now. This now isn't it. You're not doing it now. You can't just say, look, we don't have Mikdash, but let's just deal with what we do have. What we do have, you can't do that without an appreciation of what we don't have. It's like what we do have would be, to be content with what we do have, would be like making a mistake and thinking as if this is what Torah is about. I mean, it's true, this is better than nothing, and it's better than not doing Torah, and therefore we have to do the Torah. But it's like, it's boy drisha, means it's not the significance of the, I guess what you say, the significance of the Mikdash is such that it can't just be something which when it's not here, you can just forget about. That would be like a lack in your appreciation of what Mikdash is. You know, the appreciation of Mikdash is that you realize that our whole identity as an Am is totally lacking without that. So it's like we have to be Dorish, seeking it out. See what that means? It means you have to be, Dorish means to seek it out. You have to be trying, so to speak, to get the Mikdash. You have to be pursuing the Mikdash. Because you can't, it's like the state of non-Mikdash is not really tolerable. And for a person to just tolerate it and not to be waiting for Mashiach and looking for it, hoping for it, seeking it out, because that's natural. If a person really appreciates an ultimate state and realizes he's in an inferior state, so he's waiting for that day. It'd be like a guy's in jail. He's like waiting, seeking out that day where he's going to go free. You know, it's going to be then. So why are you thinking about that now? Think about that then. Look, you're going to be in jail for 20 years. But he's always thinking about that day where he's finally going to go free, always preparing for that day. Because he realizes this is not a real state of existence, and therefore his mind's eye is on that state. And if he so to speak, we retain our attachment to reality through our attachment to that ultimate state. Otherwise we'd be missing the idea of Torah. If we really value Kiddush Hashem and really value what Torah is about, we can't just let it... You can't just act as if this is just a okay state. It's not an okay state. Right. So what it's saying is like, so to go along with our Avodas Hashem and our mitzvos and just say, look, we don't have Mikdash, but let's just do the best that we can do now. Let's forget about Mikdash. Forget that. We'll have Mikdash halachos when we do it, but now let's just do it with the halachos in their lesser form. So that would be like ignoring or so to speak pretending like this is really like an end in its own right. This is not an end in its own right. This is an incomplete lacking state, which is like the holdover until we get what we're really seeking out. So you have to be a Doresh in the Mikdash. So what it's saying is that like for instance by Lulav. So we're really chayiv to do a lulav, and to do a netilas lulav, and be samech v'neshem shavas yomim. But we can't do that. We can't do that. But so is our mitzvah lulav complete? Is we just like, so to speak, so just take lulav on one day? Look, we don't have it. So you know, there's two parts in the mitzvah. There's netilas lulav one day, and then there's the mikdash, the 7 day samech v'neshem v'keichem. So you say, look, now all we have is part one. So yeah, but that's true. But our mitzvah lulav is lacking. Our mitzvah lulav and the whole mitzvah we can't just be content with that. Rather, it's like we're doing the maisa of netilas lulav, which is a vehicle of the simcha lefnei Hashem, even though we know we can't have the simcha lefnei Hashem right now. But we have to be doresh that simcha lefnei Hashem, and if you doresh it, means like we're doing the action. Which is as part of the Simcha Lefnei Hashem, even though now it can't be realized. But it's we're setting it up because it's a kiyum. It's like a kiyum in the gavras that we're attached. We retain our attachment to the idea of mikdash through doing zeichel and mikdash, through being dorish and mikdash, and that's how we will keep our focus on the idea of Torah, the ultimate ideas of the Torah, because mikdash grounds us in the proper ideas of Torah. And if we forget about Mikdash, so to speak, we'll look at, for instance, just as an example. So Mikdash is about Kiddush Hashem. Torah is about Kiddush Hashem. And Kiddush Hashem is realized in the highest form when we have an Am who's living in a certain type of way. So nowadays, we don't have that. We don't have Mikdash. No one looks up to us. No one, nobody, you know, so people could look at it. Oh, Torah is just a system for our own personal perfection. A person could look at it that way. Could forget the fact that the Mikdash, that the Torah is a system which is there to bring about Kiddush Hashem in the world, and the Am is supposed to function vis-a-vis the nations of the world. People somehow forget about that and just think it's an Ah, it's a Torah, it's a system that makes us special, gives us a certain superiority, and we feel very good about ourselves. And we do the mitzvahs, we forget about that whole idea. That would be wrong. If we don't, we have to keep our eye, our mind, on the fact that the system is meant to function in a certain way, and it's seriously lacking. And if we just do the system without expressions or actions which tie us to that ultimate objective of the system, so then we could have a wrong idea about Torah. And then if we're not Dorish Sion, that means we're not living the Torah properly. It means we're not really involving ourselves in the Torah in the right framework. So the person who really has the right framework can't but do these actions do the actions which bring to mind. He's expressed that he's being a Dorish. He's doing as much as he could do, even though he doesn't actually have the Mikdash. And the Kiyum is keeping his mind's eye on the Mikdash. See, if a person, like, I guess you'd say, it's like a person who's, like, let's say, the Olympics, and he's not having the Olympics. You say, what are you training for? Get over it. You're not having the Olympics. But we can't get over it. See, for him, you'd say, get over it. There's no Olympics. But if he wasn't going to get over it, if he was really striving to have it, and he was trying to make it a reality and trying to always bring it back, so you don't get over it. Getting over it is, you get over it after someone dies. That's why, this is recently, actually. There's an idea of, like, in Avelos, based on something Rav said. But in Avelos, the Chadasha, there's when you have a normal Avelos, someone dies, so there's an Isser to be mitzdayer too much, to have too much pain, to torture yourself, to pain yourself too much. Okay, there's even to mourn too much. Because you have to realize, this is the way of the world. It's the way of the world, people die. That's the fact. Okay, and if you're denying the way of the world, then you're like a tipesh, Rav says. Because, look, you're mourning, but part of mourning is healing, is accepting the reality. This is get over it. So, yeah, it's true, it's sad, and it's terrible, and a person should mourn until he recognizes mourning. But at the same time, a lifelong state of mourning is not there's no state to be in. And that's not the person who simply can't accept reality. But our mourning for the mikdash is not like that, he wanted to say. He says, there's no halacha. That's why he says there's certain things to be mitzari yourself, like sitting on the sleeping without a pillow or things. He says, there's no halacha of being mitzari, that you can't be mitzari too much in Tisha B'Av. Because the idea of the mourning of the Chorban, the idea is it's not a mourning of recovery. Part of Avelos is recovery. The Avelos of Tisha B'Av is not an Avelos of recovery, because there is no recovery. It's not Minhag HaShalom. It's not the way it should be. And a person shouldn't put it behind him and say, okay, it's history. Can't get over it. Can't get over it because you're seeking out. You always have to keep the focus in the seeking out on the Mikdash. Because that's, you have to keep the right perspective on the Torah. And the Torah is almost like a holdover system. The system now is like a holdover for the ultimate system. It doesn't really, it's not really functioning in its in the way it's supposed to function. It's just kind of, you know, holding over for the later time, for the time of the Mikdash. So that's the idea, is that we have to act like that. The way we do that is that we're Dorish Tzion. The halachas that Chazal set up as Zecher and Mikdash are halachas that are expressing the fact that we're being a Dorish of Tzion. That our activities now they express the Gavra. It's a key. I think it's a key in the Gavra that he's a Dorish of Tzion. In Dorish La. So talking about how bad the state is and no one's even seeking it out. There's an idea of people should be a Dorish. So that's the sense of it. But halachically, I mean, I'd say is that it's like we're doing the Maisa HaMitzvah of the Maisa, the vehicle, even though it doesn't have the Kiyam. Without the Kiyam. We're just doing the Maisa. Because of the state of the Chorban, because of the reality of Mikdash and the centrality of Mikdash, and the chiv to be a Doresh Tzion, so therefore we're doing, it's true it doesn't have a Kiyam. But I guess, man, as soon as you're right, the Kiyam is that it's Zeichel Mikdash, that it's Drishas Mikdash. But it's not like just replacing, it's not like we're, that's not really a key. I mean, it's not the key in the same way the Simcha of Nei Hashem. I mean, there was a vehicle of being the Simcha of Nei Hashem. You were taking the Lulav and Esrog, the great species of Eretz Yisrael, and being Simcha of Nei Hashem with them. So they were really, there's a natural idea, they're a vehicle. Here, it's like, you're not doing that. The Zecher is that we're saying is like, then we were able to use these as, we're doing that this action and bringing to mind that the Lulav and Esrog are really a vehicle of Simcha of Nei Hashem, but we can't do it. But we don't want to forget that idea. These are our vehicles of Hashem, but it's just that we're absent there. So it's like we're doing the setup to do the Maisa, even though it can't find its realization. That's the Rabbanon Mechaya. That's the Zecher of the Mikdash. No, I mean, I think the Drisha is like, Mikdash is better. Mikdash is great in many regards. So one idea of Mikdash is that it was the Fnei Hashem. So then Lulav is a vehicle of our Simcha of Fnei Hashem. So therefore, it's an appropriate time to be Doresh Tzion. It's like Tzion, the greatness of Tzion is in concrete things. It's not just an abstract idea, they're concrete things. So when we're involved in an activity which brings to mind the concrete loss of the Mikdash, so we're involved and we do it to bring that to mind. And realize this Lulav is a great mitzvah, but we're really, the real Mitzvah Lulav is really a Mikdash, and we're so sad that we don't have the Mikdash because it would have been a great opportunity for us. But the idea is it makes us, brings, keeps to our mind's eye the greatness of the Mikdash. But Mikdash is great because of all these things. That's what Mikdash isn't just a theoretical great thing. It's great because of these things. So like we have, for instance, at the Seder. We have the Zecher, the shank bone, and the whatever on our Seder plate. This night is a great night, a night of mitzvahs. But you realize the night was a whole different night. It was centered around the Karban. The Karban Chagiga and the Karban Pesach. So you bring to mind that this is, so when you're like, Mikdash is great and many, its greatness lies in its multifaceted, you know, in the how it pervades our entire life, and our life is different. So it's remembering, it's through Lulav, because that's one facet of the greatness of Mikdash. But we're Dorish in all its different components. When we encounter things which we realize, which bring to mind the absence and the lack of the Mikdash, we're remembering it. But again, it's not just an abstract memory of Mikdash. The memory has to be tied to something good about Mikdash. Otherwise, it's just like nostalgic, you know? Oh yeah, Mikdash is great. Let's remember the Mikdash. Well, what about Mikdash? Remember the Mikdash. Without content to it, it's just like an emotionalism. It doesn't have any idea. But no, remembering the Mikdash, we think about the idea of Mikdash. L'fnei Hashem, Simcha L'fnei Hashem. There will be a little Esrog, the Hashkach Hashem. God gave us a little. These species, and we're recognizing Hashkach Hashem, the Kal Yisrael, and it makes you think about the ideas. And you see Mikdash is the centerpiece of proclaiming those ideas. So then that's our Zecher is tied in with the content, as opposed to just like singing songs and whatever about Mikdash without any ideas about them. So yeah, you say we're remembering the Mikdash. Not really. I mean, you could, in words you may, and you may conjure up an emotion of Mikdash, but the idea of Zecher and Mikdash is to think into the concepts of the Mikdash and to, you know, bring to mind what the Mikdash was and what it will be. You know what I mean? It's a good point. It's like without a content, it's kind of empty, Zecher Mikdash, you know? It's true. I mean, you see how people nowadays always, everyone's so sad about the Mikdash, but we don't have any ideas. What is the Mikdash? So you see, the way that the Torah, the Rabbanan, made Zecher Mikdash is always through halachas. It doesn't just have random Zecher Mikdashes. doesn't just say sing a song, say Hail Victor. It's always thinking about it. I mean, you have mourning. There's a mourning. But there's also these Zechel Mikdash, the positive things are always like mitzvahs and the things which bring to mind the aspects. We show this mitzvah is good, but it's really lacking. You know, it should be like the kiyum is, I think, in thinking about it and appreciating, I mean, Doresh the Mikdash. The Drisha should come from an appreciation of what it is. Drisha can only be as good as the person appreciates it, otherwise, it's not a real Drisha. You know, you could say it on Tishra that we're Doresh it, but if you don't really appreciate what Mikdash is, it's. How deep is your drisha? You know? I mean, it could be that's the morning. I mean, I'm not sure the thing in the Yirmiyahu, maybe that's what the Pasuk is saying, is that we're so far from Mikdash that we're not even Dorisha. It's like we don't even appreciate it. It's just like an old memory. We don't even, you know? So the state that we've gotten to, we're so far from Mikdash that not only don't we have it, but we don't even be Dorisha. We don't even, it's like we don't care about it. It doesn't mean anything to us anymore. So that's a certain level that people could reach. Okay, so what about this? We had another question yesterday, right? It's about the Yom Hanef. Yom Hanef, we said that they set up this Gezerah. I mean, one question is what's the relevance to these two things? But there's a Gezerah again. Is the Omer was Aser, normally with a Matir, in the base of Mikdash, the Omer was the Chadash became Mutter, the new produce of the year became Mutter when you brought the Karban Omer. But when there's no Mikdash, halachically, min haTorah, it's mutter in the morning, first thing in the morning of the 16th of Nisan. But the Rabbanon set up that it's no, you have to wait till the end of the day on the 16th of Nisan. Why do you have to wait until the end of the day? Because next year, or some year, the Mikdash will be built. So the Mikdash will be built. And then they're going to say, oh, last year we did it at the beginning of the day. Now also, what people don't know, that people won't realize, oh, last year was because there's no Mikdash, now there's a Mikdash. So he said, it sounds, first of all, sounds unreal, what does that mean to do with this? I mean, Rechon and Zaga said them both up on the same day, but okay, fine. And also, I mean, it sounds like a little far-fetched kind of a thing, like, what are we so worried about? Right? Sounds like, okay, we'll deal with that then, kind of, you know? And, yeah, right. So, what do you think? Thoughts? So maybe for the Deraisa, I don't know, I just thought of this, but maybe the Deraisa, the idea is, I'm not in Sugya, but maybe the idea is that the Matir is the Yom Havia, the Yom of Havas Omer. Yom Hanif Chametz Omer. Okay? The Matir is the Yom of Havas Omer. But there's two ideas of Yom of Havas Omer. There's a day which is designated as the Yom of Havas Omer. And then there's like the actualized Yom HaNafas Omer. Okay? Because when there's actually a Mikdash, it's a really the day of waving the Omer. But nowadays, it's the day of the HaNafas Omer because it is the day of the, which is designated as the day of HaNafas Omer. It exists in potential. The Chiyuv is what makes it the day of HaNafas Omer. It's on the calendar. This is the day of the HaNafas Omer, but you're not doing it. But in the Mikdash, it's not just the day where it's designated as for HaNafas Omer, a day of the Chiyuv. But it's an actualized day. It's the day of HaNafas Omer. It's actually the Yom HaNafas Omer. It's actualized, it's realized. So the day could exist like in reality or it could exist in potential. Okay? So if that's the case, then I'll say, when does the day begin? So when does the day begin? So it begins at when the mitzvah begins, and the morning at the beginning of the day. Right? The Yom HaNafas Omer emerges once the day of daybreak. But when does the day emerge, the actualized day, the day of the HaNafas Omer, when does that emerge? So I'd say, I think this makes sense, that the day emerges when you actually bring the Omer, and you actually do it. Because until then, it's just the day in potential. But when you bring it, then the day is characterized as the day of the Sinufas Omer. Until you do it, it's just, maybe we're going to do it, we're chayiv to do it. But if you say that there's two qualities in the day, there's the potential day and the realized day only comes about when you realize it. Otherwise, that it's just a potential day. So what it's saying is that the day, the quality of the day is what the matir is. But the day nowadays, the day in the time of the Mikdash and the day in the non-time of the Mikdash, has a different character. Nowadays, the day is just the day of the potential, the day of the Chiyuv Hava, the day which is designated for Havas Omer. And when there is no real Havas Omer, that's the Matir. So therefore, the Matir is in the morning. But when there's actually a Mikdash, then the Yom HaNafas Omer emerges when you actually do it. That's when it has that quality. Until that point, the day doesn't have that quality. So therefore, you can't eat it until that day comes about. So I'm saying, my point is that it looks like the Havmin, or the question is saying, is what is it? Is it the day which is the Matir, or is it the bringing which is the Matir? How do you unify? Nowadays it's the day, and then it's the Maisa of bringing it. They're two totally different things. But I'm saying is, no, it's always the day. The bringing it is only a reflection or ushers in the day. But it's not the bringing which is the Matir, it's the Yom which is the Matir. The Yom is always the Matir. It's just that there's two ideas of a Yom, and one of them is dependent upon the Maisa Hava. But the Matir is the that's why the Pasuk says it. It says it's Aser Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh Ad Haviyachem Eskarban Alkechem, until this day comes about, until you bring it. So which one is it? Is it until the beginning of the day, or is it when you bring it? It's the same thing, but it's different expressions. In the Mikdash, that is when it's Etzem Hayom Hazeh, when you bring it. But why did it just say when you bring it? So it says, no, because it's really not halacha in the bringing, it's really halacha in the day. So when's the day relevant? Isn't it always just when you bring it? No, not in the time of the Mikdash. Then there's the day emerges even before you bring it. It emerges in the morning. But this is an abstract idea. So the question is, everyone's going to say, the Yom, so nowadays we're basically just going to have it, the Yom is the Matir. The Yom is the Matir. So in time the Mikdash comes along, everyone's going to say, the Yom is the Matir. So they'll say, no, you don't understand. It is the Matir, but the Yom is the Yom which has a character, but it's a different type of a Yom. Now it's a realized Yom, and then it's an unrealized Yom. That's already tricky. It's complicated, right? People are going to make a mistake, right? Because what is, they know what's the Matir. That's what they're going to say. Isn't the Matir the Yom? So what do you mean you have to bring it? Last year we didn't have to bring it, so the Yom was the Matir. So we'll say, yeah, well, it's the Yom, but there's two types of days. There's an Anamik, there's an Amazon, and there's a potential Yom or real Yom. So that's something that people are going to get confused about, right? It certainly seems confusable. Right? You guys see this far? So maybe, though, like, one point is that with the question... which you may not be bothered by the question, but who cares? Look, when the time the Mikdash gets rebuilt, we'll figure out how to deal with that particular halachic problem. In the meantime, why don't we just be Matir the thing when it's supposed to be Matir, and we'll deal with that later. But it could be like, it kind of brings to mind the same idea of Boi Drisha, which is that, if there were just two different stages of existence, there's this stage and that stage, so now we deal with the problems of this stage, and then we deal with the problems of that stage, right? The two different stages. They'll deal with that then. There'll be big rabbis then, they'll deal with it. That's true, but then you're compartmentalizing and saying there's the Torah of now and there's the Torah of then. But that's not true. There's not Torah now and Torah of then. There's the Torah, and the Torah, there is the Torah of then. And now we're simply carryover to then, and we're Doresh to then. But our existence is focused on the then. Okay, and we always have that, our mind's eye on the then. So therefore, in making gezeiros, we must be concerned about mistakes that will happen then. Not just mistakes that happen now. See, the mistakes that happen now is because, yeah, we're self-centered. We think this is it. So if this is it, then just be concerned about now. But this isn't it. This is a preparation. So what are you going to say? Oh, we're not going to do that because that's then? No, this is the preparation time for then. This is the time that's, you're being Doresh that. So that's on that. That is as much as it should be. If you're Doresh Tzion, that should be a reality to you as if today is a reality to you. Okay, that is the Kali Yisrael, and that is the whole system. The whole system is the functioning then. So the system's not going to function well then. So then, what are you doing now? So the whole now is built upon the then. So the idea of this gezerah is built upon the fact, the same idea, the foundation that without the idea of the drisha tzion, of being doresh tzion, it wouldn't really make sense to be thinking about this type of gezerah. Because it's far-fetched, it's the future, it's later, we'll worry about that then. But there is no worrying about that then. We have to be worried about it now. So the worrying about Sion now, being Doresh Sion now, has two types of expressions. There's one expression is that we're going to do activities which express our Drisha Sion, like Zecher, Zecher the Mikdashes, and it's also going to bring into on chashashos, concerns, gezeros, protecting the system then, because now we're being dorish in the Mikdash, and we're thinking about it, and it's on our mind. It would be like a guy who's, you know, who's thinking about the future, is taking every precaution, like, for what's going to happen then. Like the guy who's in jail, and 20 years is going to get out, he's worrying about how it's going to work out exactly, making every precaution to make sure that when he gets out, he's able to do so and so. I worry about it then. No, you can't worry about then. I have to, all my all now is for then, so what am I going to do? That's what I have to be thinking about. So it could be, I mean, I'm not sure, it could have a lot of zeros like this, but the similarity, even though structurally they're different, what makes them both tick is the concept of being Dorish Tzion. You know what I mean? So therefore they're very different in form. You know, but in the underlying core of them both, there is the same concept of being Dorish Tzion, you know, which is, you know, Dorish Tzion is a positive expression of Zechel Mikdash, and a negative expression, so to speak, in a different positive expression, I should say, of being concerned about what's going to happen then. You know, the expression is through, you know, through doing actions now, and through being making concerns now. But still, I mean, there are a lot of things. Like, I mean, it could be still. I mean, that doesn't explain exactly why these two are the only things. Because, you know, but he made them together. But at least there's a see. The thing is, like, that still doesn't understand totally because there are other things also, and sometimes it listens, sometimes it doesn't. But so that's why I'm not answering those questions. What I'm saying is that it's possible to make them together. See, the question is, how do you make them together? They're different topics, different types of structures, different everything's different about them. How do you just shove them together? Can't you shove them together? But if you say they're both, the kiyum in both of them is an expression of Drishas Tzion, so they're two different particulars of the same underlying idea. So I'm not explaining why these two as opposed to all other ones, because presumably all things Zechon Mikdash have something to do with this. But at least they're in the same ballpark. They're based on the same concept, and he made them at the same time because he was trying to think of the different facets of how we have to incorporate the Drishas Tzion into our lives, and they're two different ways. Greatness of the Mikdash. You know, I mean, it's not like it's different because, like in the Zechel of Mikdash, you're trying to remember the greatness of the Mikdash, bring to mind the great qualities and what we're lacking, what we're missing, the Simcha Lefnei Hashem. That's not what we're doing here. We're not thinking how great it was in the Mikdash and how great that they had the Omer. You know, and whatever, and it's not a kiyum. The kiyum isn't to think how great the Karban Omer was. It's just an idea that we're Doresh Tzion, and therefore we're seeking it out. And since we're seeking it out, we're setting up practical concerns about protecting the system. Because we know if we don't protect it now, it's going to be forgotten then, and then it's not going to be able to work out properly. You know, it's like different. It's different. The method is totally different. You know, so it's a protection for that. It's not an idea. The kiyum, so to speak, is not now that we're remembering it. I mean, it's based upon the recognition now, but it's really because we're trying to make sure then things work out. I mean, that's a kiyum now that we do that, but it's based upon then. Here, the Zechel Mikdash is not that we're going to do it better then, when the time comes. It's right now we have to be as a positive expression of Zechel Mikdash. You know what I mean?